Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust.
Now, Education Minister Norma Foley has said a total ban on sales of smartphones to primary school pupils could be considered if a voluntary agreement does not work. It comes as six mobile phone networks confirmed that they'd back the government's guidelines, which call on parents not to buy smartphones for children in primary schools. These networks are Vodafone, Three, Air, Tesco Mobile, Virgin Media and Onpost Mobile. I spoke with the Minister for Education, Norma Foley, shortly before coming on air, and I began by asking her about the plan.
So you might remember or recall that some weeks ago I hosted a social media summit, and at that time I asked the mobile phone providers to come on board, to show leadership really, and to support and endorse the initiative of the department to keep childhood smartphone free. And at that time they said they needed time to consider it, and I was really, really pleased yesterday when they came back. And you referenced them: Vodafone, Three, Air, Onpost Mobile, Virgin Media, Tesco Mobile. Those that have 95% share of the Irish mobile phone market have come back to say, yes, we'll support and we'll endorse this initiative.
Okay, support what exactly? For parents and children listening, what are they supporting? Yeah.
Well, the principle is to keep childhood smartphone free, particularly for our children at primary school. We're very conscious of reports, you know, nationally, but indeed internationally. Indeed, I suppose all the evidence is coming from our online safety commissioner as well, and Niamh Hodnett, and I've met with her. We know that there are children as young as 6 and 7 and 8 years of age, and they are, you know, open to viewing content that no parent or guardian would want them to see. We also know that there are significant instances of children being groomed online. We know it's quite horrific what is happening.
So when they sign up to the pledge of keeping childhood smartphone free, is there a set of guidelines or is there a code that you've drawn up, or what are they signing up to exactly? Or is it simply that concept?
Well, to be fair, and I have engaged, as I've said, with them, and they've indicated that it is their policy not to provide purchase for phones for children under 13. And I think, and that's important, but I think the reinforcement of their acknowledgement of, you know, this initiative or this campaign means that it doubles their efforts in this place. It reminds all of us really of the obligation that we have, the duty of care that we have. And it also supports
parents. How do you know if they'll comply with this?
Well, again, if I could just say, it does support the work of parents, because we are seeing parents the length and breadth of the country who are leading out in this. We've issued guidelines to schools. We're providing, you know, information sessions for parents through our education centres and online webinars. And parents have really led out in this. I'm seeing it right across the country. And I know for parents, it is very difficult when one or two children in a classroom might have the smartphone. So we need parents as collectives to come together.
I understand.
They're doing that. But they need
and
the support
that's happening as well.
of
and
the
in terms,
mobile phone providers
in terms of
themselves.
This new pledge from the mobile phone operators to keep childhood smartphone free, how do you know if they'll be complying?
Well, again, you know, we are engaging with parents. We're continuing to engage with the mobile phone operators or providers. I will continue to keep that under review as to how it's operating. I've been very clear, you know, as a department, we will do what needs to be done and we will lead where we need to lead. And people speak of, you know, move straight away to the ban. I've always been very clear. A ban only works when people understand why it needs to work.
So you'll be relying on them, is that correct, to tell you that no phone was sold to an under 13?
No, again, I'm just going to reiterate that we're very clear that in the first instance, if we have to move ultimately towards a ban, we need to ensure that people understand why we've got to that space. Mm. So we're working first on the premise of people understanding, parents buying in.
Why not move to a ban right now? Because we spoke with Professor of Cyber Psychology, Mary Aiken, on this programme recently, and we addressed the various harms that smartphones and social media activity does to a child. And I asked her to spell it out for me. And she says it leads to a surge in anxiety and depression. And it's highly correlated with the use of social media. It leads to an increase in self-harm. It leads to an increase in self-starvation. It leads to an increase in suicidal ideation. We know the harm, don't we? Why not ban it for under 13s?
And here's the thing, and you ultimately we can move in that direction, but I'm going to say to you very clearly, even if we were to ban it, adults, parents, guardians or whatever, can still continue to purchase mobile phones or smartphones, in this instance, is really what we're talking about. It's very difficult to ensure that they're not passing that phone on to a child who is under 13, because we know in most instances when parents upgrade their own phone, they're passing on their phone
that's
to their child.
That's still true under your pledge today.
No, and that's what I'm saying. So the key component to what I'm doing today is first the recognition by mobile phone providers themselves that there is an issue here and a significant issue. They've stood up to the plate today and they've said that. Secondly, I'm saying parents need to be brought on board here. It's not about pitting one parent against another. You know, parents a year or 2 years ago may well have made a decision to purchase a smartphone for their child. I'm saying we have more information today. We're prepared as a department to share that information with you. We provide the online webinars, the guidance in our education centres. We will work with you so that you can make new and better decisions as regards purchasing.
I just wonder if we're at the races here, because Mary Aiken was saying this is not a parent-child phone problem. This is a policy regulatory piece. She actually addressed exactly your leader and you as Minister for Education on our programme and the government. She said the proposal that the Taoiseach said at the Ordesh, Micheál Martin, to social media companies to get underage children off your apps, or we'll impose those steps on you. She said, I would advise the government to take those steps now, because we addressed the Primetime investigation where they set up a proxy account of a 13-year-old within 20 minutes. She said that child was dragged into an abyss of suicidal content, extreme violence, self-starvation, self-harm content within minutes. And these are the companies that we're relying on to keep our children safe.
Agreed. And I will say one thing. You know, so we have moved to put in place the Online Safety Commissioner. We have Niamh Hodnett now in place. We have been very, very clear that if the social media platforms themselves do not step up to the mark, there are €20 million fines for them. You know, we're taking a step-by-step approach, because at the end of the day, if you look at any ban that has been imposed, and I'm particularly keen, and I've said it to the social media providers, if they don't enact, for example, age verification, well, then we will take the necessary action that's needed. But we're giving them the opportunity now. And at the end of the day, if we want a ban to work, because I firmly believe in our space in education, it is about education. It's about sharing with our parents the knowledge that we have now of the dangers of the engagement of children with smartphones, particularly at primary school, the dangers and the responsibilities around engaging with social media platforms. We are taking a holistic view here. We've begun. I think it is a massive step
Minister,
forward.
Can I ask you why? Because these companies are targeting the attention of children, and they're profiting from the attention of children. And the children that are using these social media apps are harming themselves. Why are we giving them this opportunity? Why not impose restrictions on them?
And again, I'm saying to you, so for example, I think it's a massive step forward that mobile phone providers have identified that there is an issue here, that they have said that there is a specific issue with children in primary school availing of smartphones. That's the first step forward. Secondly, if we are to just impose a ban, as you have indicated there, and we say that, you know, no child under 13, which we currently have, okay, right, that they will be formally banned from purchasing the phone. They're not purchasing the phone today. It's the adult, it's the parent, it's the guardian that's purchasing the phone and giving it into the hands of...
Always was the case.
That's what I'm saying. Giving it into the hands of the child.
Changes.
So it is the parent that we need to work
no,
with.
It's
it is
not.
The guardian that we need to work with.
That's not what the experts are telling us, Minister.
Well, to be fair, you know, there are a variety of experts and a variety of views in this field.
Who are you relying on?
I am relying on the view that education is the key to the implementation of any, whether it's procedure, guideline, or ultimately if it has to be a ban.
But what online psychology or cyber expert are you relying on then that differs from
I have met with the Online Safety Commissioner. The Online Safety Commissioner has indicated very clearly, that's Niamh Hodnett, that, for example, she's proposing we work with, we'll say, the social media platforms. We remind them of their obligation. If they don't fulfil their obligation around issues around age verification and everything else, they will get a €20 million fine. And we have also said we will go one step further. If that doesn't work, we will ultimately introduce all those legislative measures that are required. I've made no bones about that. Mm-hmm. But in the area of education, we begin first with education. Okay. If people don't understand the issue and understand the dangers, we will never have proper, proactive engagement.
I think in fairness, people do and parents do, and certainly the children who are suffering do understand the issues. Can
well,
I ask you
with
this,
all due respect, Cormac, no, if I could just finish on that one. With all due respect, if parents, guardians and adults in the wider world generally understood that and appreciated it, they would not put into the hands of children who were in primary school smartphones. So clearly, we are not at a point where we can say, we can say that all adults understand and appreciate the danger of the smartphone in the hands of a child who's 6 or 7.
Okay, before we move on from this, how long will you give these social media operators and mobile phone operators to comply with your voluntary code before you actually impose a ban on them?
Well, again, look, it's not singularly the mobile phone providers. We're working also with parents and guardians. Mm-hmm. We're working in our schools with children themselves in terms of online safety and all these other initiatives. So it's a multifaceted approach we're taking here. We're constantly...
You said, if they don't comply, we will move to ban.
Indeed.
So how long will you give them before you make that decision?
Well, I will keep this under review. We've only just launched this initiative. We're keeping it under review.
Okay.
6 weeks ago, I didn't have the mobile phone providers on board. 6 weeks later, I have them on board now. I think that's a success. I absolutely concede much more needs to be done in this space. Mm. Absolutely more needs to be done in this space, but we will do it.
Okay. Can I ask you on another matter altogether, Minister, in relation to the testing, means testing of asylum seekers and their supports that may be given to them? There have been calls to pause that it's unfair, that it will hit people unnecessarily hard. What's your reaction?
Well, look, the Controller and Auditor General has recommended this means testing. I think when the Controller and Auditor General makes a recommendation, you listen and you act upon it. You know, at the end of the day, I know that from my own department, that oversight rests with my department and all other departments as well. So this is, a recommendation, as I say, from the Controller and Auditor General. It's saying that, when after 6 months and people have an opportunity to work, you should be means tested like everybody else in this country is means tested when they're going for, any particular supports or whatever. So
there's an element of equity in that. But not everybody is as vulnerable as asylum seekers.
Oh, absolutely. And there's an acknowledgement. It's only if you are working. You know, it's only if you're working, you're employed and you're earning over €125 per week. It's only at that point that this... that this means testing will be enacted. So there's a recognition of that vulnerability, but there's also
there's no going back on that.
Well, there's a recognition that the Controller and Auditor General has recommended, has asked for this, and I think it behoves us then, when that's his recommendation, to introduce it.
Okay, Minister for Education, Norma Foley of Fianna Fáil, thank you very much indeed.